Parshas Vayetze, Beis Tefillah, Topical Halacha series. I'd like to continue to truthfully investigate whether we have to tell the truth or not. We spoke about this last week. I would like to continue. This still connects to this week's Parsha. We find that Rachel, at the end of the parasha, takes the trophim and she says, "Oh, I can't get up." Derech noshim li. It wasn't exactly the truth, or she was for sure trying to mislead. In the Kovetz Shari Torah, brought down the Pnimei Halacha, Masita Pnimei Halacha in Gittin Samach Beis Amud Aleph. He asked a shayla, a real shayla. It's a kovetz written in Warsaw about a Jew who, for him, Shabbos is like chol. He trades, he opens a store, Machal Shabbos, for Faresia. But one thing he keeps. Avelus. Hilchos Avelus he keeps. He's sincere about Avelus. This guy is sitting Shiva. The Levaya was on a Sunday. The seventh day is when? Shabbos. And this guy is asking, do we say Miktsas Hayoyin Kechuloi? He's asking the Shaila to the Rav. Is it true that the seventh day is Miktsas Hayom Kechuloi? It's enough to keep bit of the day. The truth is, the halacha is, that yes, Miktsas Hayom Kechuloi. That means, when he is going to discover the Vedas is over, where's he going to go? To the store. He's going to drive to the store and open the store and do Mochas. If we lie, and we tell him no, no such thing as Miktsas Hayom Kechuloi. You've got to keep the proper Avelus. He will sit back and be knowing Avelus for the rest of Shabbos. He won't do Melachas. What should we do? Should we tell him the truth and then machshel him with Chil Shabbos? Or should we lie to him? And it will save him from Imchal Shabbos. It's us, Dvar Shebetzina.
You can't lie with halacha.
Huh?
You can't lie with halacha.
How do you know?
It's a serious issue.
Is it called a gilui pranim if we were trying to help him? Stam, I lie to someone, but if
it misrepresents the Torah.
Maybe Dos is the Torah to save him from a chet. Is the Torah?
What did he say?
Huh? But Burrow's saying we're misrepresenting the Torah. I'm just being the devil's advocate. I'm arguing back. Maybe this is what's in the Torah. You should lie and save him for doing a skila. Right. Nachon. But I'm lying. Can I lie? Can I lie to him and save him from Isser? Yes, Mordechai.
Avelus,
right.
So, I know that wasn't what was
right. Okay. But there the reason was, because they'll take it as a heter. In that case, you're mentioning, if the guy is asking, can I, what's better, Eish HaSish or Bal Nida? So we'll tell them, Bal Nida is better, so then they'll take it, the robbers matter me. Here, that's not the case. We're not worried about a heter coming out. We don't mind him being Machmir, keep that Vedas the whole day. So it's Kula Revach. He's not Shema Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't lose out if he's knowing about Vedas.
So, the truth. Say, but it's a great excuse for the mason if you were to finish Shabbos, and he's not going to listen.
So we should tell him the truth. But why not tell him a lie?
Okay, so tell him that it lasts for 6 months, and then he'll keep Shabbos. He's in it, he's asking a pointed question with the Torah salesman.
Maybe this is Ratzon Hashem. I'm just being the devil's advocate.
No, I understand. Ultimately, it's his choice. Now, there are halachos about how he's stopping people from doing things. And we're not going to visit. We're not going to visit. But we do it for him. And that's it. You can't. And ultimately, the other session will have to be the halachos. Not assisting them in being a Chalal Shabbos, but informing them about the
Shabbos. Okay, all right. Yes?
There's no reason to do this special if the guy comes out to grab a light and he can keep Shabbos and then he finds out, then maybe he would do worse or hit Hashem. There's a risk.
Okay, so you ask, let's say there's no risk. Okay, he'll probably be very angry with all the rabbis for the rest of his life. He won't forgive him if he finds out that that's him. It's true.
Well, maybe then he would not even keep a village that he used to keep.
Okay, let's paint the picture. There's no chashash, he'll find out. Okay, I'm asking, that's really chokhmah. It's really chokhmah. You don't want to lose more than you gain. Okay, let's just open up the sugya. I mean, he's done. We do find that the Gemara says it's mutav that a chover should do a chet kal to save an amoretz from an oven chomor. Gemara says it's better for chover to do a small avera to save his friend from big avera. What do we find is din? A chover sold food to an amoretz, it's tevel. It wasn't musar. So the chover should be mafresh shalom min amukov. You're not supposed to take trumas and maestros if they're not present. Everything should be around, should be there. You're not supposed to take trumas and maestros shalom min amukov if it's not present. The food's already gone to the amoretz. It's better for the chover to do an isur kal or be mafresh the trumas and maestros shalom min amukov than the amoretz eating tevel. Okay, so we do find such a concept: do a small avera to save a big avera. So obviously, compared to Chil Shabbos, lying is a small avera compared to Chil Shabbos. So that's what he's done. Maybe we should apply this principle to here. Good. Tosfos brings two, because we have a counter Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos, if by Rudias a pas, if someone put a pas in the oven, you can't amaze it. I think you can't take it off. This is drabonon, take it off. And but I'm saving from Issa Dereisa of baking on Shabbos. What about that Gemara? You should do a chet kal. So he says two tirutzim. Either if you're responsible, you caused the amoret to have the sin, because the amoret, the chover sold him tevel, so he has responsibility. If you're responsible, then you should do a chet kal to save it. It's your responsibility, but not for a stranger. That's one insight. Second insight: if it's amazed, the guy is a pesheya, then you don't do a chet for him. That's what you mean. The guy is a pesheya. The guy didn't know better. Amoretz, so you do a small chet. The guy is pesheya. He puts the oven down. He puts the bread to bake on Shabbos. So you don't do a chet for him. So here's the guy is a pesheya. Obviously, the guy knows what he's doing because he keeps Avedos, doesn't keep Shabbos. So he's a Pesheya, therefore you don't do a Chet Kal to save him. That's what he's done. Another Shaila brought down in Jewish Mishnah Yosef about a Bocher who wakes people up in the dormitories. He is responsible for waking the boys up. What does the Bocher do? No, but it's hard to get up. Come on, we're all human beings. It's not easy to jump out of bed. So he would change the clock. He would move the clock ahead, so it looks later than it really is. And he would tell people, "Oh, it's already 9 o'clock." You know, and to get him out of bed. He wants to know, is it alright to lie? That's what he wants to know. He has a good motive. He's trying to help Bochen get up for davening and make it for Zman. So therefore, he has to change the fact a bit. So Maisa, the Mishnah Yosef says, well, look, we do find such an idea of for Zikri Arabim, you could alternate the facts a bit. It's actually paskened in Mishnah Brura, Simen Kufin Vav, which I didn't bring with me, that sometimes, okay, please take this, if you're in the midst of an argument and you're saying the MS and the people not Makabel, you could say, I heard this personally from Shem Zalman Auerbach. Ooh, really? Yeah, I never even saw him, never spoke to him. We find in the Gemara there are incidents where he says, B'shem Rabbi Yossi said this din. He says, well, not true. But just with the help of the Chabad, what he's saying. There is such an idea for Zikri Arabim. If the Oyram is making a mistake, they're not Makabal, the Aloch, and you know it, and you're totally convinced, you could add some spice, add some names. Ilona Ravravi. So they're asking Moram Sochim, Haroitze Lichonik, Yitle Benona Ravravi. It's Moram Sochim, Arab Sochim. You could say, oh, I heard this from Rav Yoshi, and from Moshe Feinstein, and from Milchaz Yitzchok. I heard them all. I asked them the Shaila. I wasn't even born then. But to make them a kabbal. So we do find for Zikra Rabbim is mutter. We find such a thing. So here this Bach is trying to help people get up. But he says, maybe it's mutter alocha. But you know what? We have to be careful. We change the clock. On Motor Shabbos, they say, oh, it's Shabbos is out. They don't have, obviously, probably people didn't have private watches. So they just had the main clock. But, oh, Shabbos is out already, let's go. So that you have to be careful of. And second of all, he says, you know what, that's not chinuch. It's not chinuch to teach the children that to be light to them. It's not kedai to adopt that as a method. Yeah. You have to teach them to be zoyas. You have to teach them to be responsible. Not kedai to adopt the shkorin. In Chumash Rashbo, Chelek Gimel Simen Pei Aleph, a person has a shtar. Here's a shtar, you owe me 10,000 shekel. I lost the shtar. Gone. You're not paying it back. I have no shtar, you're not paying it back. Can I lie? Make up, fabricate some story? Perhaps forge a new one to get my money back. My money, you owe me the money. Can I do that? We find in Bava Kama. Ahu Gargusa, Bava Kama Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Ahu Gargusa, there was a water pit. The Beitrei, the two partners, each one would have a day to take water to irrigate his field. It was a shared water pit with water inside, and that turns each day, each guy had his day to take water to his field. One of them gets up and takes the water on the day that's not his. The partner says, excuse me, what are you doing? Stop, it's my day today. The Avarion didn't listen. Shoka pandered the Mora. He took the stick of the spade of the hoe and bashed him. Says the Mora. Good move, says the Mora. Mea pande the panda le machia. You can beat him up 100 times. Why? Because a person, b'mokim pseder, ovid inish dinen afshei. You can take the law into your hands if there's a hefsed involved. This guy's stealing my water. It's not a punishment, it's to stop him. So I can beat him, even 100 times. Sumela. The same for a hefset. I'm allowed to, I can, or even the lab of Lo Yosef, there's a lab to hit someone. But for my hefset, I'm allowed to do the lab. So here's what, can I lie? For my hefset. I have my hefset, he owes me the money. He's not paying me back. I know he owes me 100%. Can I, instead of beating him up, can I lie? Yes? How are you going to do it? He'll forge a shtar.
Would the Torah allow you to hire Aiden?
Wouldn't Torah allow? Okay, good point. We're going to get to that point.
Clearly? Okay.
Says the Rashbo, Chas le lezari d'Avrom, Delei meshikra, Chas v'shon, that the sentence of Avrom should say a lie, filu mokim pseido, yichsiv sheiris yisoy lo yasu avrov lo yidabu gzav. Ugdoidim is the Omru b'shvus. There's a whole daf in Shavuos all about, in Shavuos daf lamed aleph, all about dvar sheker tirchak. There are many, many cases, and there's a case over there that says the following: Shloisha shifkidu etelechot pikadim. Three people deposited pikadim to a guardian. The kofar behen. Then the guardian denies them. Lo yidvorim olam. Okay, he denies it. He's stealing. The guy's stealing, he's stealing for himself, the guardian. So they have a plan, what are they going to do? They're three, they're all bari dovor. So they make a deal, listen. One of us will sue him in court. The other two of us will come in as witnesses. They're saying the truth. Because they saw, they're all there, they all deposited the deposit together. One of us will come to court, will sue him, sue the guardian. And the other two will become as witnesses. We saw Reuven giving the deposit to Shimon. Gevaldik. It's all for the truth, because it's their pikadoin. It says more dvar sheket tirchak. No, you're misleading the dayanim.
What's the sheket now?
No, the fact that they're coming in as edim, they're really all bali dovar. That's what they are, because they're not sight the bystanders, they all are the tovim. So therefore they're possible, they cannot testify.
Did they see it?
They really saw it, yeah. They were there. So still that's called Vashaka Turchak. So you see even that is also. And says Chas Lolo Loimar, Chas Hashem, to say a person could forge a document that he lost. Era Sonui Hashekher. Sheker is hated. Oh, va'emes, truth is loved. Ve'ein tmurasei kleipaz. And even gold, kalim, cannot be exchanged for truth. As they zok the Rashba, Tuvas Rashba, in Chelek Gimel. Okay, so I'd like together to go. There's a sugim bov metzia that everyone's familiar with, that talks about shkarim, a heter to lie. This sugya is to be found in Bava Metzia, Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says over there, Bahani Tlas Mili, following three cases, of the Rabbonon de Meshanu B'milayu. Rabbonon do change their word. B'maseches, B'puria, U'b'ushpiza. Three things that I'd like to go together, see these three things, and Paskin Shulchan Aruch. It makes its way to the Shulchan Aruch and Chayshu Mishpat. So it's real, a sugya, it's not just a gadata. It's Haroch HaLamaisa, so we have to understand what are these three things that Rabbanon are lying for, or not telling the truth, and what's the reason why they're doing that. Here we go, Maseches. Sok Rashi. Yesh b'yotcha Maseches ploinis dura begirsa? He's asked, do you really know your vomit by heart? Azei ken? Afagav shuz dura roi, even this Talmud Chacham knows it by heart, back to front. Yoimalo, love. I don't. Or midas anovahi. He's asked, is it true that you know? Do you know the Masechet by heart? You know it back to front? No, it's not true. And it is true. Why is it? That's Masechet. Why is he changing? Midas anovahi. Can't say brag about what he knows. It's Gaiva. He says, no, I don't know it. And he does know it. It's midas anovahi. So, Tosfos, what do you mean? How can you do that? Says Tosfos. In Toimar, V'oma v'shinantom, Shudivrei Torah mechudodim meficho. V'shinantom, should be sharp on your mouth. Shimishalcha odom. If you ask the question, al tegam gem v'toimaroi. Don't tell him, well, I need to think about it. Maybe this, maybe that. I remember we spoke about this in Yeshiva. I remember those studies. We spoke out the Shaila. El emolom yad. Tell him straight out. She's supposed to tell him? We're supposed to be the level, we know it's sharp. Okay, but we're supposed to tell him, you see. You're supposed to answer. Says Tosfos, that's dafka person who's asking a din, or psak, or islamid. So you have to answer him. But when a guy just wants to know, he's testing you. How much do you know? You say, I don't know. If he's asking you, Shayin Divrei Torah, you have to answer him. But he's asking Stamha, he wants to know how much general knowledge you have, Mazgashur. So you say no. In Akdoma, to the Igros Moshe, he's explaining why, who am I to write a shoot? Why am I writing a shoot? Look, the Gdoilim, Chomim, who were afraid to answer, Shaidas maybe make a mistake. How can I write a shoot? He says, I hold, there's a chiyu for a Chochem to answer Shaidas he's asked. You cannot send them to someone else. We find my David HaMelech, the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Dalet, Shu Yodav Munuchlochis Bedam, Ubashafir Ubashilia. David HaMelech said, my hands are dirty with blood, of women's blood. I'm asked Shailas about Dam, Shafir and Shilia, Shailas about Leda. He says, Kadei Latar Isha Labaila, to be a Matar woman to her husband. He says, Moshe, that's not covered the Melech. Why is the Melech getting his hands dirty? Send the woman to a different Chacham. Al Korchenu, since she comes to him, you're mechuyev to answer. Can't send it to someone else. Cool, that's what we see in the Stais verse. The Shin Anton, if you ask the question, and Mola, you've got to answer him. If he's asking a Shaila, in Torah. But if he's asking, he wants to know how much you know, That's not a Shayin Divrei Torah. Therefore, only here I can change. So it comes out according to Rashi, for Midas Hanover. Shidas HaRambam, Rambam says, Ketzat, what's the case of Maseches? Says the Rambam, and he's asked the Shaila about Nida. He says, I'm not holding Nida right now, I'm holding Sechas Mikvois. Kedei shelo yishalu so yishelo yizbinyan Nida. Raise the Mutter. You have a Chacham on Nida. He's not holding. He doesn't want to be asked about Nida. He tells everyone, I'm already needed right now, I'm learning Mikvois. Says the Tzma in Shulchan Aruch, B'choy Shemishvah, Simen Reish Tam HaBeit, Sim Kodan Chof Aleph, the Tzma says there's enough Kamina between Rashi and Rambam. Rashi says, because Midas Hanover. Rambam says, doesn't want to be asked. We need to understand why the Rambam said what he says. Why doesn't he want to ask Shaila in Masechas Nida? says the Lech Mishnah, Tishlo Yisbayesh. He's embarrassed. Even though Yudal Hashiv, he doesn't know Nidah well enough. And he doesn't want to be embarrassed to ask, to try this, he says, no. He says, I'm holding a mikvahs. The Bera Goyle learns, Pshat Rambam, is someone else greater than him. But that's how the Lech Mishnah learns. He doesn't want to be embarrassed. Therefore, says the Sma, there's a nafkamina between Rashi and Rambam. According to Rashi, mitzvah l'shanois. If you ask the Shaila, you hold it in the Masechta, you say no, mitzvah, because of Anova. According to Rambam, it's l'shus. You have permission to lie. Not a mitzvah. You don't want to be embarrassed, you're allowed to lie. Okay, that's Masechta. Then we have Puria. What does Puria mean? It says Rashi. Shimashta mitoscha? He was asked a very blunt shayla. Shimashta mitoscha? Yoyim alav, no. Because midat sniasi. Say no, I didn't. Because that's not sneer, because it's midat sneers. There's Tosfos, Ein regilus yishalu kepirush Rashi. This is Rashi, it's not a very common shayla to be asked. And someone asks such a shayla, you should punch him in the nose. I saw in other achronim, they say, it was Chachomim, who would be in Beis Medrash the whole week. And they would go, and the little owner, they would go home. So therefore, they would say, where were you? Tosfos says that if he had a carry, he didn't come to Beis Medrash, and they asked him, why didn't you come? So he'll say, I was a choile, I was onus. And that's how the Rambam learns. The Rambam learns what is Puria? That he was Yoshen Mitazu, he was sleeping on this bed. He asked, where's your bed? That bed. Why? Kashemo. Yimsa Shon Keri. And be embarrassed. Yimsa Shon Keri, therefore be embarrassed. Again says the Sma. Nafkamina between Rashi and Rambam. Going to Rashi, it's a mitzvah. If you ask the very person, intimate Shaila, you say, no, don't, it's a mitzvah not to answer, because it's this. Going to Rambam, it's mutter. The Mashor has a different shot. What is Puria? It means Purim. What do you mean Purim? It's supposed to be Achelo Yoda. He's supposed to drink Achelo Yoda in Baruch Omon. I'm ready to say Achelo Yoda. So Talmud Chacham was drinking, and he asked, "Nu, are you ready? Are you ready? Do you know the difference between Baruch Omon and Or Mordechai?" So you should say, "No, I don't know." He does know, but Puria Ikim Meshane. The Talmud Chacham doesn't—he's drunk. Baruch Hashem, he could drink more, but he doesn't want to drink more. So you say, "I'm ready, holding. I'm ready, holding." You can lie and say, "I really don't know the difference." Say, "Learn the Marsho." What?
If you can, if you're cognizant enough to answer the question,
answer it obviously. Oh, it could be. Person, I'm ready. I'm so drunk. I really can't work things out. You could ask a drunk person such a question. So again, we have enough community to reshus the chayfa. Okay, then we get our third case of ushpiza. What's the case of ushpiza? Says Rashi. Ushpiza means a host. Shalu al ushpizai. Im kibla besever pom in yofais. He was asked, about, a guest was asked about the host. Did he accept you nicely? Say, no. Mida toivahi. And you're doing him a favor. So this person shouldn't be, that unworthy people shouldn't come to him. The bother him all the time, and they'll finish his money. That's the case of Rishpiza. Tosis asks, in fact, this brings the Gemara in Erchin. It says over there, Mevarech l're'ehu b'kol gadol, ba'boi kashkeim klola techoshev lo. A person who publicizes a bracha about his friend calls him to the klola. It's like a person who was hosted very nicely, the next day goes out to the market and says, Rachmona nivruchi l'ploini, Hashem should bless Pliny. No, he gave to me. So, you know, food he served me. It's gewaldig. You know how much, what conditions. And v'ozdi inche, v'ozdi vansile. And people will come, and they will be honest him. Says Rashi. Indeed, this passage in Magen Avraham, Siman Kuf Nun Vav. Okay, that's what Tosfos says. Frek Tosfos, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Oreach toiv oimer, kol mashatara balabais lo torach ela b'shvili." A guest should say all the host did was for me. She's supposed to say it. Answers Tosfos, depends who you're speaking to. If you're speaking to Bnei Adam Mugonim, you should say it. If Bnei Adam Shayna Mugonim, you shouldn't say it. Mitzchayes answers, you say it to yourself, it doesn't mean you say it publicly. The Rambam learns, Nitareach etz Shimon, V'omar etz Ruvenim misareach. You're staying by Shimon. The Olam asks you, where are you staying by? By Reuven. What's pshat? Why does have to suffer? Why are you not saying the truth? You're trying to protect Shimon. So why is Reuven's fault? Why is it Reuven's name? Says the Drisha, the pshat is, people host one guest. Two guests is already an all burden. If I tell everyone I'm staying by Shimon, the other guests will arrive. That'll be a burden on Shimon. So I say, I'm staying by Reuven. If they go to Reuven, it'll be fine. It'll be one guest for Reuven, one guest for Shimon, that's fine. Says the Sma, an afkemina between the Rambam and Rashi, on a Shpiza. According to Rashi, the Issa is only in Rabbim, where the Bnei Odom she'inim mugonim. If I'm dealing with Bnei Adam Mugonim, I could say it even to them. But the Rambam be also, because I don't want anyone to come, not just bad people. Second half Kamina, when the Rambam is only when I'm currently staying by my host. Once I leave, I could say I was stayed by Reuven, I stayed by Shimon, because then it came vacant, so someone else can come. Hashem can win the Rambam even when I leave. Now, what's the story of the Bnei Adam Mugonim? I didn't see anyone speak about this. Who are these Bnei Adam Shayna Mugonim? Mashma. If it's Bnei Adam Mugonim, Allah, the guy could have 100 sincere guests coming to him. We have a stira. Rashi Ba says Bnei Adam Shayna Mugonim. In Rashi Erechin, it doesn't say Bnei Adam Mugonim. Who are these Bnei Adam Shayna Mugonim? Who wants to have so many guests? Any ideas? It's Paskin in Chofetz Chaim, Hilchos Lashon Hara, Simon Tes, Steve Gimel. A person who got a loan from his friends, and he publicized the Kodash Gordel. Rabbi Sai, you see Mr. What's the name? You know he lent me $10,000. So what's going to happen? All the people making chasen in the district are going to come to him and say, can you lend me money? Says the Chofetz Chaim, they motzu she's captured of an Oshim Roim. it's common for the bad people to come. Don't worry about the bad people. And he quotes that sugya. So I really didn't find anyone speaking about this except for the Igros Moshe. And the Igros Moshe shed, gave me light. Who are these Me'odim Eina Mugonim? What's Pshat? Yes? Right. Right.
That's even worse than that. I mean, they're unfortunately the bad stuff. And so why? And then he seemed to not be concerned about it before.
Oh, so well, that's what exactly what I'd like to explain. It says the Igros Moshe. The difference between let's just summarize. According to Rashi, there's no problem having many guests coming. Ain't so if. Just the bad guests. There's Bnei Adam She'ein Mugon. That's what we're worried about. Right. What's that? And he Igros Moshe gave me light. I didn't find any papers explaining anything. I didn't find the Igros Moshe. An Oreach Mugon is Oreach that you're not embarrassed to say no. A Reach Mugon is someone who will phone you up and ask you, can I come? You say, I'm sorry, my house is busy. If you can't, you can't. A Reach Sheina Mugon is a guy who just shows up and kind of crashes on you and will say, ah, I have nowhere else to go. And you're like, you cannot say no anymore. He's forcing himself upon you. That's a Reach Sheina Mugon. A Reach Mugon, there's a guy who's with Derech Eretz. And say, can I come? You say, no. Fine. He won't start arguing with him. So there's no problem in me spreading the word for Bnei Adam Mugonim, because you'll say no. If you can, you will. If you can't, you can't. We're worried about Bnei Adam She'ein Mugonim, they're going to chap you and ruin your life and drive you crazy. And they're going to land at your door and knock on the door. And you feel you're in the middle of the night, it's snowing outside, it's money I stay, and I leave the guy outside, so I have to take him in. So it's pressure. You can't really say no. That's what we're worried about. And he says this, he brings a raya from Stockholm. And the Igros Moshe proves from here, so you have to go. Okay, we're late. Okay, so Shkoyach. And it's a sugya, we have to know. We find it by lying. Shem Shiyoy Neinu. Thank you very much.